Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. They wanna be down with the
kids. Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, and off we go here. 713-780-3776. This is pretty much a holiday show since it's Friday. And we really, really, really have mailed it in for the rest of the week if you want to know the truth here. But if you want to, you know, anything that happened this week, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. We start with the Aggies because we haven't really talked about the Aggs getting to the NIT championship.
We have not gotten enough NIT basketball in.
No, I know, but it is the Aggies. We're home for the Aggs. I was listening to the game yesterday on the show. The Aggies were winning. They were leading all the way. And then all of a sudden, Xavier makes a comeback, and Xavier wins the NIT champ. Is Xavier one of the great teams now in basketball history?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, next subject.
Okay. No, it's not next subject. It's the Aggs, and there's a lot of Aggs out there that were proud of their Aggs. I'll tell you this, though. The Aggies did prove that they deserve to be in the NCAA tournament.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think they proved
most
that.
Most teams that get snubbed, I think, do. Most years, those teams play really well in the NIT.
Yeah.
The teams are the obvious
Or sometimes
snubs.
They feel like, you know, a lot of times in college football, when you are under bowled, you know, you don't show up.
That's not the case in NIT. That's why I wanted to make that point. In the NIT, well, it doesn't matter. Players don't play in bowl games anymore, but the good players won't. But or even actually sometimes not that great players don't play because they got to get ready to not get drafted.
Right.
I'm looking at some of the names of people who sat out, like Senior Bowl and stuff, and their bowl game and stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, where I'm going through slotting, like, you did all that to be a seventh-round pick maybe?
you should have played
something
maybe.
On some tape. Your tape wasn't that good.
And how about be there for your guys?
Anyway, that was going to be your last game.
Yeah.
Like, you have at least you know you have going in, you have a last game. But anyway, no, I think a lot of times, year after year, this is something that I've noticed. It's pretty obvious. Is the teams that they just tend to show up in the NIT tournament. And the same thing can be said for, you know what I've noticed you don't see in basketball? Players not playing in, like, NIT because they're getting ready for the NBA draft.
Right. Well,
you don't ever see that.
The risk of injury is much greater in college
football. I'm sitting at the NIT.
Right.
So you do, good for the Aggies for getting that far. It would have been nice if they won. I mean, it would have been nice if you finished the thing off. Yeah. You really want to be taken seriously as the team that should have made it. You win.
Yeah.
Most of those teams do win. So that's kind of a bummer.
They had a great run, though. I mean, the end of the season and the tournament that they had, the SEC tournament that they had, and then the NIT tournament. Buzz Williams is doing something special there. They're going to be good. They're going to be really good. So, and it ain't easy. The SEC, pretty good, pretty damn good. It ain't easy, but Buzz Williams is going to. After a slow start, they're going to be okay. So, Aggie basketball, congratulations on a nice run. You had two nice runs, actually three nice runs at the end of the regular season through the SEC tournament and then the NIT tournament. Good stuff. We have got Mel Kiper going to join us this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The OG, the godfather.
Tell you a quick story about Mel that that you wouldn't know or that people wouldn't know. So because it happened right. I think I was actually at 1560. I'm trying to remember the timing of it. I had a group. So Jeff Ketchum reached out to me and John Harris about writing stuff for Orange Bloods. He wanted us to do NFL draft stuff. Or Johnny was doing college football analysis, and I was doing NFL draft stuff. And he was going to pay us a certain amount of money. And that would have been nice if I did get paid that money. But anyway, we had an agreement to get paid a certain amount of money on a monthly basis. Thought, okay, yeah, I'll write stuff for your message board and whatnot for your website. So while I was on doing that, this is amazing how things, you have the butterfly effects, different things happen. So while I was doing that, one of the guys who was on that message board, who was a former Longhorn, a guy named Dan Schmischer, he was reading my stuff, and it unbeknownst to me, he was creating a company called the Draft Exchange, which they later turned into a name called Play the Draft. And what it was is it was a stock market. It was actually before its time. It'd actually be great now. But he and another guy who was from Tennessee, who was a lawyer, they started something where it was a stock market where you could buy shares and players. Like you start off with $10,000 in your portfolio and you would buy shares in a player in the draft, you know, during the draft season, like let's say starting in February. And then they would move up and down based on where, you know, different draft picks. Like I was in charge of getting a board together of multiple people. And as they rose and fell, your stock, but wherever they got drafted, that was where your stock liquidated at, and every draft slot was worth a certain number. It's really a great concept.
That's a great idea.
It really is. It was just ahead of its time, and you didn't have enough movement because you got to have movement in the market where people are checking in every day. Now with the amount of draft picks that are out there, you could put that together way better. So anyway, but they reached out to me and said, hey, we'd love for you to be, you know, the guy Dan was reading me on message board said, we'd love you to be part of this, and we'll give you a share of our company. And we want you to help promote this and help us with it on the back end. I'm like, cool. You know, that's great. All I was doing was radio stuff at the time. And so he goes, hey, we've also got Mel Kiper in with it. We want you to go shoot a video with him up in Maryland. So I flew up to Maryland and I'm like, wow.
I barely remember this.
Yeah, because I think I was here. I think it happened in 2010 maybe. And so I was like, wow, this is really cool. I'm getting to go. You know, maybe fall or maybe spring of 2011, I'm getting to go shoot something with Mel Kiper. That was really cool. So I went there. Aaron Wilson, who was, you know, Aaron Wilson from here locally now, he was writing for, I think, in Baltimore or maybe for the Football Post. I don't know if you remember that website. And and he met us and we talked about the process of this, you know, where he was helping to promote the thing out there. So I go in and I meet Mel Kiper. And I'm telling you right now, Mel, he wouldn't know me from anybody. I'm the host of this, basically, and he's the analyst, and we're going through stuff, and we're doing a video shoot for it. And Mel couldn't have been a cooler guy to me at all. He doesn't know me. Mel was the most down-to-earth guy you would ever see through the entire time. Then as I got into draft work, and he knew that I was working on draft stuff. I mean, you know, we talked. I was doing stuff for the Chronicle. But then as I got into it, you know, I saw him and he talked, man, I'm really proud of you. You've done a great job getting this, yada, yada, yada. But I'm just telling you right now, of all the guys in this business, for him to be around as long as he has and to be the person, like I haven't heard anyone say a bad thing about Mel Kiper at all.
That's so cool.
just like a just little Bill opportunity Polian. To say, what's that?
Well, just Bill Polian.
Bill Polian did. But, you know, Mel ended up being right on Jeff Loggeman too.
Yeah, right.
So he's been a really he's been a really cool guy behind the scenes. Some of the guys you see on TV, not awesome. Mel's one of those guys that is, if you saw him just in general, walked up to him and you talked to him at a restaurant or wherever, first of all, leave him alone, let him eat his food. But number two, he would be a good dude to you. He doesn't have any pretentiousness at all. So he is the OG. Like, he just wanted to talk about the draft. He just wanted to be an expert on the draft. He was a guy at his house just a young guy just grinding in his 20s and said, this is what I want to do. And he happened to get in ESPN or whoever ESPN gave him a chance for whatever reason. And he got in and he's kind of changed everything.
Something. I mean, the way that they did the draft early on. Yeah. They were in a hotel ballroom.
They were in a hotel ballroom.
Right.
I was in school. Like you were just in the middle of the afternoon. I guess let's do some picks.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Solis told me a story about skipping school, playing playing hooky, basically saying he was sick so he could stay home and watch the NFL draft. Because I guess it was on like a Friday afternoon, and so he acted like he was sick and stayed home and watched the draft on ESPN. I'm like, it was on a Friday afternoon? Yeah. People forget it wasn't that long ago.
It was.
Wasn't that long ago. It was on Saturday. It started on Saturday. Saturday morning was the draft, was the first, I think, three rounds, maybe first two rounds, and then Sunday was all the other rounds. And they jammed it into two full days.
Well, Mel's going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning right here on ESPN 97.5. And that'll be special. We had two of the top draft experts
in the country. I'm the
preeminent. You're the preeminent. Yeah. But Mel is the, well, he's the Mount Rushmore. He's all four.
He's the godfather of NFL draft.
He really is.
The preeminent.
No. He's the Tiger Woods because he's made y'all a bunch of money. Okay. That's what Tiger did. And that's what Mel Kiper has done.
Well, I don't know
done.
About a bunch of money, but he's helped to open the door
well,
for more positions.
Well, he made Todd McShay a lot of
money.
He's
created jobs.
He created a bunch of jobs.
Mel created jobs.
Yeah.
Mel was a job creator.
Yeah, he's the Tiger Woods. In my mind, there's no question about that.
Still waiting for that bunches of money to come.
Well, out. And, you know, man, Mel's still playing. We'll see if Tiger's still playing. We'll see if Tiger doesn't tee it up at Augusta, and that would be something. All the guys, they want Tiger to tee it up because they know, wow, eyes on sets.
Well, they want Tiger to tee it up and do well.
They want Tiger around on Sunday.
Your purse is your purse. It's not.
No, it doesn't change, but it definitely changes golf when Tiger Woods is out there and Tiger Woods is playing well. It changes golf, period. So that is happening here. And we're also going to talk to Daniel Ewing because tomorrow is maybe the biggest, I don't know, since maybe. Honestly, I don't know, but since maybe 83 with the matchup, since maybe I don't know that there's been a bigger matchup in college basketball in the tournament than we're going to see tomorrow with North Carolina and Duke. The first time that they've ever met in the tournament, Coach K's last, possibly last game.
This can't be true.
Well, that's it's the first time they've ever met in the tournament. Ever.
Since Krzyzewski was there.
No, ever.
Hold on, how is this possibly true?
Well, because they're ACC, they don't match them up in early, and then one of them has fallen off.
Yeah, but at some point, they've both been good. I know. You match up in a Final Four
ever.
And an Elite Eight?
Ever. It's amazing.
That's one of the most incredible things I've heard of. Because you've both had runs for quite a while since the 80s. I mean, since basically the 80s. That's when Duke came on the scene. So since the 80s, you've both been major factors in college basketball, and you've never met
40,
in a tournament?
40 years.
Not a Final Four once? Not a national championship? Elite Eight?
Zero. It's unbelievable, isn't it? The first time I heard that, I was like, wow, that is crazy. And Daniel Ewing, who played at Duke, is going to join us here on ESPN 97.5. That'll be at 9:30. So we got a lot of stuff.
Can we get this? This has happened a lot.
It has been.
Don't be scared.
I'm not scared. Let's see. Well, we're up against it.
It was about you.
Why don't when we come back?
At one point, it was yeah.
Right when we come back, Gilbert's going to join us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He might need some siding or windows. I don't know.
He might. Gilbert, listen up. If you're on hold right now, for all of you guys and girls, listen up to what I'm about to tell you about Allstate Windows and Siding. They're a family run business for four generations. They take care of Houstonians. I mean, they've got special discounts going on for you. Including military, senior citizen, and cash discounts. They're all available. So if you're a military member, a senior citizen, or you don't want to pay in cash, you're going to get discounts. They're going to give you 25% off of your purchase and for a limited time, no interest on 36 months when you finance through them. So that's available. When you mention ESPN 97.5, you have to call 832-204-1936. I'm going to tell you that number here again in a second. But listen, Allstate Windows and Siding, they're made in Texas. The windows are Texas made. Let them replace your old aluminum windows with real windows that are energy efficient and built to last against this Texas weather. They beautify your home. They help to lower your energy bills. And yes, they will do siding as well, which can also beautify and help make your house more energy efficient. Once again, the phone number, 832-204-1936. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding or go to AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com for your free appointment.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Bob Huggins to the Hall of Fame is not the most important story of the week now.
It's top Chase.
Five. No, maybe in Westford at the Greenbrier it is. It's not here.
Okay? We were legitimately afraid of Bob Huggins. We had him on a couple times.
I was scared. I left the room.
We had him on a couple times when he was at Cincinnati, and it was that's back when Hug was in his prime, like, yeah. You know.
Scary.
Threatening his own players, and he had some rough players now.
Nick Van Exel told some stories about him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hug was.
We should have Nick on to talk about Hug getting into
good luck getting Nick on.
Why? Where is he?
Do you know how to get a hold of him?
I don't know. I got his number. I'll text him.
Okay. Huh. We used to have Nick Van Exel on 97.5. He was phenomenal. He would listen to this, RJ. You would appreciate this. Nick Van Exel was coming on, so I was doing a non-compete when I was coming over from the other radio station. So John had all these people would come in and do, you know, the show with him. Nick Van Exel somehow, I think you just used to see him at the golf course, and you asked him if he wanted to come in. Is that how it happened, John?
I forget.
Didn't you see him at Wildcat? He used to golf. I remember you told me a story that I think that's where you saw Nick.
Maybe.
So he would come in.
I got his number. Let's go.
And Nick was like, it would look like he was bored, but then he would say he was unbelievably entertaining. At one point, he called Luke Skywalker, Luther Campbell, while we're talking, and just put it on speakerphone because we were having an argument about who the greatest hype man was in rap. I said Flavor Flav, and Nick Van Exel said, no, it was Uncle Luke. So he put him on the phone. He just literally just called him up while we're on the air, put him on speakerphone, and just put it next to the microphone. I've still got that moment on tape somewhere, but Nick was great. Right. We had a great time with Nick. He owes me money, too.
He does? Yeah, I still love John
Congo,
Barry.
Me and him made a bet about Chet Congo versus, like, I can't remember who it was. It was Brock Lesnar or Frank Mir. Somebody beat Chet Congo. And he had Chet Congo. I had the other guy. So we bet $100, and I never got my $100 from Nick. And he stopped coming to the show.
I just got sent Nick's number. I had an old number. I got his new number.
Our guy had
I'm going to get him on to talk good. About Huggy. 713-780-3776. Gilbert has been calling. He's got some urgent. Well, actually, I don't know if it's urgent because he was calling about the U of H team. Then he was talking about
He's just got a lot of sports.
He's got a lot of stuff.
Do you
stuff
remember his last phone call? Maybe, he was incredible, his last
he
call.
Was. He was lucid. It was awesome. Maybe he can give us a sports update about everything that happened.
Yeah.
That's happened this week.
I'm waiting for a hot
maybe
take.
We should have a Friday segment where Gilbert breaks down the whole week.
Well, we could put him in a box, like, just say, hey, not every day.
No, Friday. Yeah. Friday, at a certain time, it is destination radio.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. His so, last call was excellent.
It was excellent. So, Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. But, Gilbert, what happened this week? Because we saw that you had called a bunch of times, so you got a lot of stuff that you want to talk about, right?
Right. Talk about the UH game. Yeah. Like the Astros.
What did you think about the U of H?
Six. You like the Astros. Anytime we go Final Four, they mess up anyway, though. Stadium can go for the Astros this season, probably, anyway. You know, and I'm glad that Deshaun wasn't out of Houston anyway.
Deshaun what? Yeah.
A little bit anyway, you know.
It made you sick?
Yeah.
Why? Why'd you get sick about Deshaun Watson?
Tired hearing on the news anyway, you know. They did this, they did that anyway, you know. I've been feeling so good the last couple of days.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
What?
You change the weather probably, you know.
The weather. Yeah, I haven't been feeling great either. But did Deshaun Watson make you lose some sleep or no? That wasn't it.
No, wasn't it. Probably something else anyway, you know.
Probably.
Yeah, that's...
What kind of quarterback are we going to get, Lance?
What kind of quarterback are we going to get?
Oh, I don't think we're getting a quarterback this year, Gil. What do I think
he looked
gonna,
at me to translate.
I think they're going to go with Davis Mills. I didn't know.
He did.
I think Davis Mills is going to be the quarterback, Gilbert, for this year. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback unless it's in a later round.
Yeah.
What about Kenny Burrow? I'm surprised he passed away last year.
Yeah, I was surprised he passed away, too. Yeah. I don't think they're going to get him.
No, Kenny Burrow was, how old was he, Gilbert?
He was, what year was he
Don't
born?
Don't worry, Gilbert's going to know.
The order is Kenny Burrow.
Yeah. Right, no, I know who Kenny
Burrow
is.
Yeah, what year was he born?
Like, how old was Kenny Burrow
when
he
passed
away? Yeah,
what day was he born, you remember? You remember that?
Anyway? I don't remember. About in his 80s, probably.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he was in his 80s. No, 70s tops. Yeah.
I don't know. He could have been in his 30s when he stopped playing.
Let's look it up, Gilbert. 80s. I'm not trusting you on this one.
In the early 80s. Yeah, no, he's in his 70s, Gilbert. There's no way he's in his 80s. He'd have been like in his 40s playing for the Oilers at the very end.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to say he is 74, Gilbert.
Kenny Burrow.
What do you say, Gilbert? What's your guess? My guess is 74.
I don't know.
Gilbert's guess is 65.
No, he said 80-something.
What about Namath?
Who?
Joe Namath.
What about him?
He was born in 19...
Yeah, he's still alive. Are we just going to play
73.
Game? Yeah, see, Gilbert, I won that one. You owe me $100.
What?
Yep.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Okay, then.
All right. It was that easy.
74. Oh, Gilbert won now.
No, I won. I said he was 74 years old. Oh, he's 74?
Yeah, 74.
I hit it on the money, Gilbert.
Huh. Yeah.
Gilbert, that's an exact, though. It's bing, 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 bing. I hit the exact number. You now owe me $200.
All right, so Gilbert.
Fair Price is Right. If you hit the exact, how much would you win? If you hit the exact bid, how much would you win in Price is Right?
A lot.
A lot.
I said if you hit
a
the
lot,
it was 100.
Okay, so Gilbert, U of H, you didn't have that was bad because they lost every time they get they
Final Four. They
yeah,
lose.
Final Four, but they weren't in the Final Four. But no, Kenny Burrow died at 73. Apparently, that's okay. And then Deshaun Watson made you sick. You haven't been sleeping well lately.
And you said something about the Astros, but
yeah,
I didn't.
What about the Astros? Is making you sick too?
I think it'll be. I don't think they're going to go all the way this year. They lost after Correa's, you know.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
Yeah, that's pretty. It is. It's sad.
Okay,
it's sad for the whole community, except in Minnesota, they're enjoying it. All right then.
All right, though. Keep those egg rolls flying. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. That's his catchphrase, RJ, if you didn't know. Keep those egg rolls flying.
Yeah.
Is his catchphrase. Gilbert is an Asian gentleman.
He's branding.
He loves the egg rolls from China Garden. I think he's hoping that he gets an NIL deal through China Garden for his comments. Although he doesn't. If we had it sponsored by Carol, I think that would be better. If she actually had a name and sponsor on his calls where he got egg rolls for every call.
Oh, yeah. No, he'd bring
a pretty good deal.
Apparently, El Dopa wore off.
Yeah, that was not a.
No, he was not nearly as.
He was nice. He was much more. He said he's had a hard time sleeping.
Well,
that did
right.
not sound like a well-rested Gilbert.
No. We need Gilbert who, when he's rested.
The last one, he was
lucid.
Firing bullets at people. Like, he was unbelievable. One of the best calls I'd heard in 10 years from Gilbert.
Yeah.
This one sounded more like Gilbert.
Yeah.
It's a little like not getting enough sleep.
That's a problem. We need Gilbert to a lucid, more rested Gilbert. That's what we need.
So NBA Hall of Fame. We have the Basketball Hall of Fame. Swin Cash got in. Tim Hardaway. I wondered if Tim Hardaway was getting in. Do you remember the controversy he had?
Tim Hardaway controversy.
Do you remember Tim Hardaway's controversy? I'm going to see if you recall.
I don't recall.
Let me make sure. I'm trying to get his. Tim Hardaway's controversy was about gay athletes. Basketball players.
Yeah.
Do you remember
Vaguely
that?
Remember.
And it was.
Vaguely,
and it yeah. was. Yeah. And it's funny because you just don't even remember any
well,
of
listen,
that stuff.
You don't have. If
anymore.
You say crazy stuff, it doesn't matter. You're in the Hall of Fame. Look at John Stockton now. Okay.
Well, yeah, but John because was already in there.
Yeah, I know, but
John was already in there.
Yeah, this but he's Tim, a nut job.
Well, this is Tim Hardaway. In 2007, in an interview with Dan Le Batard, in response to coming out of former NBA player, do you remember who it was?
Oh, yeah, it was the tall guy from England.
John Amici. That's right.
Yep.
Played at?
Seton Hall?
Penn State.
Penn State.
Hardaway remarked that he would try to distance himself from a player he knew was homosexual. When asked by the radio show host whether he realized that his remarks were homophobic, he said, Well, you know, I hate gay people, so I let it be known. I don't like gay people, and I don't like to be around gay people.
Well,
I am homophobic. Well, he really laid it out, didn't he?
He sure did.
He said, I am homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world or in the United States.
It should be not be in the world or the United States?
He also said that if he found out he had a gay, if he had one or more gay teammates, he would try to get them fired. He went on to say, now, here's why I bring that up. I'm just going to show you how inconsistent things are. If Tim Hardaway had said that in that's a weird deal. PD is on hold.
PD. Gilbert followed by PD.
But
it's a holiday show.
But let me ask you something. If Hardaway had said that in 2016, and then 6 years later, you know, we were, let's just say, 6 years removed and not 15 years removed from that comment, you think he gets in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, probably a lot of people didn't remember. I didn't remember he said it. I didn't remember.
You think Hardaway gets in the Hall of Fame?
I don't.
No, because voters, I don't either. The same comments. The same comments. Although I will say that I think our country has come a long way. A lot of people have
come
a long
way. And he may not feel the same way.
In a relatively historically short period of time.
And listen, it's 15 years ago. He may not feel the same way.
He may not feel the same
now,
way.
Now, he's going to be asked about it.
But a whole generation of players, of athletes, do not feel the same way. Like, I do think there was a generational thing, but I think, and you know, there's cultural, there's generational, you just have, there's regional, different people have different, you know, so it's hard to pinpoint. You don't want to just generalize, but I do think that, there is a different generation of players that came in at some point, and certainly that are there now, that do not mind. And you are going to have more openly gay players in sports that are playing. That was a question I remember back then when we talked about this. Will there ever be an openly gay player? And our thoughts were, no, there will be, but not while we're on the radio. But that's just not true. You had Carl Nassib come out in football, which we thought would be the last sport where you'd have an openly gay player come out. And even Carl Nassib came out. So I think you have college athletes who have come out already and play through college. It's really not as big a deal at all. But those comments, had he made those comments in 2016, I don't think he gets in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he does either.
It would have been a story. Did you see any stories about this?
Like, no.
Any outrage to Tim Hardaway's homophobic comments?
Yeah. It's so long ago, I didn't remember.
But in the news cycle, isn't it
crazy? Somebody's going to bring it up, like you are right now, and in whatever press conference or whatever.
Oh, that's true. It will. I'm surprised it hasn't turned into
something
on the show.
It's
going to
be dredged back up. It's like he's gone viral now. And everybody's looking back at his old tweets.
But nobody has, though.
No, but they will.
Because I remembered it. It wasn't that, like, I remembered the comment. But I am surprised. It lets you know that the news cycle, once it gets to a certain distance, and the people who make the biggest fusses were probably too young to remember, you know, the people from Twitter who would do it.
Yeah.
Or even editors in, you know, younger people who are trying to, the producers of TV shows, you say, hey, let's get this. Let's bring this up. This is a big topic that we'll hit with this segment. It's not like they don't even know. I mean, they were probably too young. Maybe they were 13 years old at the time. Maybe they were 15 years old. It's not even a topic. But I am surprised that it hasn't come up at all other than me bringing it up, because it's one of those things where
it will.
If you have a chance to try to, you know, somebody for something they did in the past or said.
No, it's like he went viral and everybody's going to dredge up his Twitter. I'm telling you, he will have to pay. He will answer to what's going on. Absolutely.
But he already has.
Yeah. Oh, he has?
At the time he did.
Yeah. No. He's going to answer right now, oh, I don't feel that way anymore. He's going to have to answer to those comments. Absolutely. 729, in this world, are you kidding me?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised in this world that even though it's 15 years old, that hasn't been coming up.
Watch. You remembered. Other people are going to remember, and it's going to haunt him. But
I personally don't think it should ever have any impact on his Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
Tim Hardaway. Yeah. Well, he was a really good player.
He was a really good player. I'm on the borderline of a Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm not based on the way that they do this.
It's basketball.
Basketball's way easier.
Way different. 729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. PD is here. We got some other stories that we haven't even started yet. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, it's a holiday show, so let's do it. Mel Kiper going to join us in a half hour, so don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I just find this, listen, it's nice. The McNair family, congrats on an incredible career. From the Houston Texans website, a nice letter to John McClain. He's covered the Texans since our inception with integrity, fairness, and an unrelenting commitment that built a friendship with Bob and earned our family's respect, and on and on and on and on. But everything that they sign is Janice, Cal, and Hannah McNair. Normally, the CEO of a company, of an organization, you have a clear cut. And I don't think it's a bad thing, really. I'll tell you.
I don't think what's a bad thing?
That Hannah is moving into this, that Janice has had to put. If he was a strong, if he was a good owner, it would be Cal out front. He's running the organization, making decisions. They have to hide him with Janice, with Hannah. If you want to know the truth, listen.
Here's what I would tell you. Hannah has been, don't be so quick. Hannah's been there from the beginning.
No, I know she's been there from
the beginning. There's a reason Jack Easterby has his power that he has.
Like that's something that's not.
It's not a good thing.
Cal started being this way.
It's not a good thing.
A year ago.
Right. It's not a good thing. Hannah's been involved this whole time. She's had way more power and pop. This whole thing needs to be, this whole organization needs to be sold. Period.
Well,
it needs a whole
reset. Guess what will never happen. I wish he'd just sell it, take his $3 billion, and go buy some trains or something. I don't know, but it's never ever going to happen. But at the very least, it's just like, and it's just so. I guess maybe Jimmy Haslam puts his wife on. I don't know. Maybe he puts his wife on letters. Maybe Arthur Blank does with his wife. I don't know. But Cal has to have like this shield around him, because if it's just Cal, first of all, I couldn't believe that Cal wrote something like this. It's well written. And then secondly, it just is so, every time you see Cal, it's just like, oh, my goodness. 713-780-3776. PD has a story that we have to get to. And we had Gilbert last segment. PD wants to chime in. Maybe he's a bit more lucid than Gilbert was. What's going on, PD?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I tore some ligaments in my thumb. But yesterday was the guy from ACB's birthday, Anson Young or something.
The guy from HEB's birthday?
Yeah.
He's no longer with
Scott McClellan?
He's no longer with him, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think Scott's there anymore.
Still his birthday.
Well, yeah, but yeah, he's not the guy from HEB anymore. Is there a new guy?
Anson Young. That's his name.
Okay.
That don't really matter. Anyway, I got in a bet about 2 weeks ago about some lyrics in an AC/DC song and a Led Zeppelin song.
Oh, AC/DC, not H-E-B.
We thought you said H-E-B. Hansel
Young.
AC/DC.
Oh, not Scott McClellan. Yeah. They're different.
The guy who heard his voice. Yeah.
AC/DC, okay, gotcha. I need a translator here.
Who was that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ate these edibles, but they were really strong, but I didn't know that. I ate one, and then it was just kicking in, and then I ate three more to seal the deal.
This morning?
No.
No, he's telling you
the story.
Like
2 weeks ago.
Oh, two weeks ago. Gotcha.
Yeah, go
well, like that, like it couldn't have happened this morning.
Go ahead. Get your story.
Go ahead.
At a bar.
Yeah.
And I was at a bar. So we got in this bet. Now, it wasn't really an argument. It was turned into a bet, but it was a kind of a debate. And whoever lost, the deal was you had to eat a can of Alpo dog food.
Mm.
Well, I lost.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, this is going to suck. So I called a guy that I know that works at a pizza place out here. And I said, I need you to make me an Alpro pizza. And I had to pay him $25 for that. So I went and got it. He made it. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. I can't eat this. I'll get sick as a dog. So I called that other guy that I lost the bet to. And I said, I can't do this. I said, I'll give you $25. He goes, all right, I'm down. So I paid off. What went from one can of Alco ended up being $25 loss.
I don't know.
And then what happened? Who got shot or did anyone get stabbed?
No, it's just $25. That's all. Change hands.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We've heard way crazier from PD.
Yeah. But that's
what's the worst?
I mean, hey, he lost. He lost.
Yeah. So he paid $25 for the pizza, and then he had to pay $25 to get out of the bet. So a $25 bet cost him $50. So there's your there's a story in there somewhere. There's a moral. In there is a, you can take something away from that. Do you know my son, Alec? I give him credit for this. He was last place in the fantasy football league. They did a, they did a last place challenge. He finished last and he went through with this. He had to take a blow up doll into a restaurant and sit down. He had to put the blow up doll. They called the restaurant in advance to make sure it was okay. He went to end up into a Papacito's because he, you know, wanted to eat too. And that's the stuff he eats. He has their quesadilla is what he eats. So he put the doll in a chair and he had to sit and order for himself and order a water for the doll. And at one point he had to get up and dance with the doll too. Like do a, that was part of this. And he went through with it. All I could think of was, oh my God, I would never,
first of all,
ever
do that. Why is your son finishing last in his league?
Just because he makes billions of trades and he tries to, you know why? Because he's an Instagram sports kid. He gets all of his information from ESPN shows and from Fox sports shows, FS1 shows, and that's it. I said, how about you like do research? Go in depth with analytics, you know, with fantasy football analytics. Read, there's so many different sites that you can go to. No, I guess Instagram will tell you what to do. So he's
how'd that work out for you?
And he sits and argues with him and his friend Lucas will sit on the phone and argue about sports for hours every single day, and he finishes last. But I give him credit that he took a blow up doll into a Papacito's, sat it down, and he went through his. Have you ever made a bet?
He could have paid $25 to get out of it. Apparently,
what's the worst? Do you remember any kind of bet like that? Not a cat like.
Have you ever made a lot of money? Yeah, I had to pay off a lot of money.
Well, there's that.
Yeah,
but have you ever made a bet like?
No, I don't like things like that. No, I'm not doing
RJ,
that.
RJ, you ever done that? I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever done it either. And we've never had a fantasy football punishment. Although I do think it's I know one of them that you had to keep in your. There's a fantasy football league where you have to keep. In the back seat of your car in plain view at all times. Now, this person in this league does not have children, and I don't even know if they're still able to do it, but you have to keep something that is phallic that you can purchase in a store for adults. You have to keep that literally. It's not small, and you have to keep that in your back seat at all times for in plain view for people to see. That was their fantasy football. I've seen the great one where the guy who finished last place had to make an entire calendar of like glamour shots. So I think he just had to buy one, but there's one calendar of all glamour shots of him, you know, including one of them was the George Costanza picture where you had to wear your boxers and get on top of a couch and shoot, you know, like the pose that George Costanza does from Seinfeld, but that was a pretty good one also. Tattoos. Can you imagine finishing last place and getting the tattoos, the name of the winning team tattooed on your leg? I've seen that one, or your calf. I've seen that one before.
No, yeah, no, thanks. I'm not doing that. 743 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. In about 17 minutes, Mel Kiper is going to join us here on the show. We have got some really interesting sound. Let's do a retort to Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman said that the Astros were the reason that the Yankees have not been in the World Series since 2009. Well, a national, I don't know this guy, but apparently he was on Greeny's show. He had something for Brian Cashman. We'll play it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, we've got Champion Energy is what we're talking about. Champion Energy is fantastic, people. If you're looking for the best way to save some money every single month and get your electricity, I have never, ever, ever had an issue with Champion Energy. Even when we had all the electricity problems and everything else, Champion Energy was always there for, and you know what? They were working their tails off. The service is second to none. J.D. Power and Associates says that they're the best. Every year in, year out, Champion Energy is the best in service for retail customers. And not only that, we use them here at the business. Fantastic. If you're looking for the best way to go about this, and I promise you, you will save money. The other guys, they're just feeing you to death. So you're looking for a great way to save money every single month? Go to champion.energy/1560. That's champion.energy/1560.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:47 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, and I don't know, Dream Shake, I don't know, it's still here. This athletic piece on Brian Cashman. And Brian Cashman, for those of you that didn't see it, The Athletic did a piece, and I think it came out yesterday. They did a piece on Brian Cashman talking about not going to the World Series. It does bother me when people say we haven't been to the World Series since 09. We did it all right by building it to a certain level that could have gotten us to a World Series if not for something else. And that something else, he says... The only thing that stopped us was something that was so illegal and horrific. So I get offended when I start hearing we haven't been to the World Series since 09 because I'm like, well, I think we actually did it the right way. Pulled it down, brought it back up, drafted well, traded well, developed well, signed well. The only thing that derailed us was a cheating circumstance that threw us off. Well, there have been plenty of guys since then. Actual people that are in the know, and even New Yorkers who are like, shut up, Brian Cashman. You've drafted well. The only draft pick that Brian Cashman has made that's actually doing anything is Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's used draft picks to get players and whatnot. It's the way the Yankees do things. But they haven't been good enough, period, exclamation point. And you want to talk about, well, Russo is a Yankee hater, right?
Yeah.
He's a known Yankee.
Well, I think he's tired of, yeah. Like
no, he's a known Yankee hater, though. I think he's
Charlie with the local teams.
Well.
That's what he is. He's very much like, that's kind of an old school New York thing, is like, they're not going to be fanboys of the local teams.
Right.
Not the real, true old, even Francesa would be, but, you know, they're not afraid to call out the local teams. And I think Russo just thinks that the Yankees have gotten too much play for not winning enough.
And here's Chris Russo on Brian Cashman asserting that it's the Astros' fault that the Yankees haven't been to the World Series.
But the Yankees, who continually moan and groan about how they were ripped off, I'm sick of listening to it. Enough already. This is the same Yankee team that I hear nothing from them when it comes to 2009, when the Yankees, thanks to the juicer A-Rod, like a Christmas tree for crying out loud, hit 365, six homers and 18 RBIs in the postseason, basically single-handedly beat the Twins. They turned around after that and beat the Angels, and then knocked off the Phillies in the World Series, and A-Rod was Superman, juiced up in between innings, getting shots in his rear end, for crying out loud. And here it is. I don't hear the Yankees say, you know, we're apologizing for that. Not to mention the fact with Pettit and Clemens and Mike Stanton, you know, the lefty guy in the bullpen, and Chad Curtis and Giambi. The Yankees were a pharmacy in the late 90s. I know it. I was there in spring training year in and year out. Well, the creatine. You know, with little paper cups in the clubhouse. Ah, come on, stop, please. Stop moaning and groaning a couple years ago. And what happened in 2019 when the Yankees lost the Astros again? They trash cans there? And what happened in 2015 when the Astros knocked the Yankees out in the wild card game? Yankees can't beat Houston. Case closed.
That's good stuff, Chris Russo.
They were a pharmacy.
They were a pharmacy. He was there.
Now, there's also this.
No, there wasn't trash cans. There were buzzers. Remember, because Jose Altuve did that, there had to be buzzers.
Yeah.
And in 15, there was something else. There was probably, like, you know, glow sticks or something.
Whatever. So now Chris Carlin, and for some reason, he might be on Greeny's set. I don't know. I don't listen to Greeny's radio show. I don't know. But he had hashtag Greeny. He's a big guy, and he was doing, I don't know, he's doing Greeny's show or something. I don't know. But Chris Carlin had this to say to Brian Cashman after he says, wait a minute. First of all, you drafted well. He talked about Aaron Judge and their lack of draft picks and their lack of getting good players and good enough to win. And then he had this to say.
But here's the bigger problem. You're going to cast aspersions. The only reason we didn't win was because of those cheating sons of guns down in Houston. And it's all their fault. Yet, not 10 days ago, Randy Levine, the president of the New York Yankees, is continuing to work as hard as he can to get a letter that a federal appeals court said had to be unsealed from Rob Manfred to Brian Cashman that allegedly shows Major League Baseball covered up the extent of the Yankees' actions during the 2017 Apple Watch scandal that involved the Red Sox, if you'll remember. The Yankees do not want that public because, as Randy Levine himself said, it brings disrepute to us. It hurts our reputation. So you're going to sit there and point to the sign-stealing scandal of the Houston Astros, and your own dirty laundry is going to be aired any day of the week. Are you out of your freaking mind?
That's Chris Carlin. I guess it was Greeny's show. I mean, shut up, Brian Cashman. Shut up. It's so ridiculous. So ridiculous, this argument of his. And especially Russo with the steroids that those guys were doing. And they cheated and they won. And that's the only way that Brian Cashman has won in 2009 is because of the steroids. Goodness gracious. I mean, this is so... so hypocritical. Your baseball is so hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable.
I mean, we pointed out all along the way, but it is going to be, and I'm not going to be driven too crazy about, you know, the news cycle has moved on, but when it happens, I will just be excited. I'm not expecting fan bases to say, like, if you think people are going to say, I was wrong, I really got to give it up. I come off as hypocritical, and yeah, I shouldn't have said those things about the Astros. If I'm not going to have that, keep that same energy with the Yankees, this is not going to happen. So if you're fighting with people on Twitter, don't expect that to be the case. But I do think it would be fair for national writers, Jeff Passan, let's see, Rosenthal is no longer at the Athletic, right?
No, Rosenthal's still at the Athletic. No, he's not on Fox anymore.
Okay. Oh, MLB Baseball, right? Which one of them?
He's not on Fox. He was doing Fox, yeah, or MLB. No. Yeah.
Buster Olney, really anybody who's a national baseball writer, Bob Nightingale, I don't know if he said anything, but it would be fair for you to come out and say, you know, the Astros took a lot of bullets here, but what this letter shows is that this was a more prevalent part of baseball, because that was the part that really always annoyed everyone the most, is that there wasn't at least, yes, the Astros did something bad, we're going to acknowledge it, the Astros have acknowledged it, the Astros have been contrite about it, we also want to say this has been an issue in baseball. Like, don't just leave the Astros out there hanging as a pinata that you're going to take shots at and then pretend like nothing happened. it would be nice if some of these national writers would acknowledge in writing or on video format, radio format, that they or the fan bases or Major League Baseball really did the Astros a disservice by leaving, by they scapegoated them.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some national people to admit, you know, it really probably wasn't fair to the Astros to be scapegoated as the face of this situation where this had gone on much sooner in years previous to 2017. I would love for a long form mea culpa to be put out there by someone in writing, well, but I don't think that's going to happen.
But you know what? There's one place that baseball isn't hypocritical, and that's in Sugar Land. Okay. And did you hear big announcement yesterday? 92.5 is the station for the Space Cowboys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can hear how Hunter Brown, Corey Lee, Forrest Whitley, if Forrest Whitley is still alive, I don't believe he is, but
Pedro Leon, Hunter Brown, Corey Lee, Pedro Forrest Leon. Whitley.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. You can hear it on ESPN 92.5. So 150 games are going to be aired on 92.5. So congratulations to us and to the Space Cowboys, your station for Space Cowboys baseball, right here, ESPN 92.5. All right. When we come back, Mel Kiper, the OG, the godfather of all of you draft Knicks out there, all the guys that have been feeding off the teat of Mel Kiper for years.
I know you're trying to make it just literally just me, but really everybody who's watched the draft years.
Saying.
Mel Kiper is the guy who's been was the first analyst. You're saying guys who fed off the teat of Mel Kiper. Well, that's pretty specific. Somebody who gets paid to do it.
Well, no, you, Dane Brugler, Todd McShay.
Yeah,
all
but
you
I'm
guys,
in the building.
An entire industry.
But forget people who cover it. We've got more people who are watching the draft coverage and covering it, listening to us.
Right.
All of you draft people, all you football fans who watch it.
Mel's made it interesting.
From the 80s.
From the 80s on.
That dude's been on since the 80s.
Now, it's 757. That is
you don't
happening.
See him retiring. John McClain retired. You see Mel retiring?
No, Mel ain't retiring anytime soon. And you know what? If he did, you know what? I know a fun place for him to go.
Where?
Okay. It would be down to Dickinson in that area and Angleton, the BTR Cajun Showdown.
Oh, no, you might be Dickinson. I thought you were segueing into Craig DeSerf.
No, not Craig DeSerf. No,
they're probably Dickinson.
It's in Hitchcock. It's in Hitchcock.
I think that's the same.
It's the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock. It's the Le Bon Temps Roulé Cajun Throwdown. Bon Temps Roulé Cajun Throwdown is BTR. Bon Temps Roulé Cajun Throwdown. BTRCajunThrowdown.com is where you can find your tickets. It is awesome. Been there, done that. April 8th and 9th. And if you love crawfish, this is the place to go. There is plenty of crawfish. It is awesome. And the entertainment lineup, Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, Jason Cassidy, and more. And you can enjoy Zydeco dancing, a crawfish eating contest, and an exciting kid zone. It's all at BTRCajunThrowdown.com. Now tell them that you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 because all their radio stations are horning in. I don't know what they're doing, but they're trying to get, you know, to talk about this. We've been talking. We've been doing this for years. It's powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac 5 Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions. It's the BTR Cajun Throwdown, BTRCajunThrowdown.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.